Three, two, one, hit it in. And the crowd! Maybe it's just me, but that's funny. I'd like to buy the can of paint. I always shake it first at, oops. It's a magnet! Is it lucky for you? I know how to put it back. Find me a group of people that laugh together and work together. I'll find you some amazing teachers. Find me in business when people love to come to work and they laugh and there's this energy in there. That's an amazing group of people. How many breaths? Let me slide it down because you are doing a great job. Look at this. We slide it down and it comes out this big old hole over here. In 15 years of asking the questions, I'm trying to find the difference between good and great. A great teacher doesn't teach us facts. They teach us this real-world application. And a great teacher teaches us not how to do something, but why to do it. And the long and short of it is a great teacher teaches us these unforgettable and kind of gives us a gift, these unforgettable learning experiences. You just kind of drop it in and hello. Life is good, right? That great teacher is somebody that I may not even remember what I learned in her class, but I do remember loving the fact that I was sitting there in that class every single day. That's an unforgettable moment.
Go!
This is how they teach this even today. As you increase the pressure, you decrease the volume, thus, breaching the integrity of the potato. What does that mean, all right? If you want kids excited, just write the right way, all right? Jam hard on the bottom, squish the air, fire this at 60 miles an hour, all right? So this little piece of potato, it's coming towards you, all right? Up! Do you know that two grown men, 14 pounds of potatoes, and a cup of coffee, and you can have fun all day long, all right? You see why we're struggling in education today? It's not because we don't have a potato launcher, it's because we don't have enough time to create unforgettable learning experiences. We are so busy teaching those facts that when it's all said and done, this next generation is going to have a problem. Because you're not focusing on math and science. Specifically, you're not focusing on the skills of wonder, discovery, or exploration. Three, two, one, hit them in. Thank you.